Mary, 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 Mary. Oh, I'm not calling a woman named Mary. This is Merry. Merry, Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. I hope you have a wonderful Christmas day this year. I'm Art Hillier. He, the one I'm pointing to, is Scott McWilliams, my technician. And we are right here at Party 93.4, bringing you our third and final Christmas music show of this season. We're going to start out with O Come All Ye Faithful, one of the most universally beloved Christmas songs, is Adeste Fideles, translated from the original Latin hymn in 1841 by an English divine, Frederick Oakley, as O Come All Ye Faithful. Now, the music dates from the 18th century, and the name that is sometimes given it is the Portuguese hymn, because it comes from its use in the Portuguese chapel in London, England. There's little doubt that the tune is English, probably composed by a man named John Redding. And here is O Come All Ye Faithful. Music today is from an album by the Mormon Tabernacle Choir. I'm Art Hillier, and this, of course, the spot on your dial is Party 93.4, Scott McWilliams, playing all the music for us. America's famous preacher, Philip Brooks, wrote O Little Town of Bethlehem in 1868 for his Sunday school after he had visited Bethlehem in 1865, a place, he remarked, of simplicity and wondrous beauty. He asked his organist, Louis Redner, who was not only a very successful real estate broker, but he also promoted the Sunday school to a membership of over 1,000 children in their Sunday school back in 1868, and they wrote a melody for him, and the melody turned out to be the melody for the song we're going to hear, the hymn we're going to hear now from the Mormon Tabernacle Choir, O Little Town of Bethlehem. This is Music for Christmas by the finest of all of the choirs in the world, the Mormon Tabernacle Choir. Everybody sing along on this one. We all do anyhow, I think. It's Joy to the World. Was Joy to the World by the Mormon Tabernacle Choir here at Party 93.4. Art Hillier with you with Scott McWilliams. And we move along with the Mormon Tabernacle Choir with the beautiful Carol of the Birds.
Thank you.
And followed by the Mormon Tabernacle Choir, Angels We Have Heard on High. Holy Night is another one of the most beautiful of all hymns, Cantique de Noël, it was in the original French. And as I mentioned earlier here at Party 93.4, all of these are by the Mormon Tabernacle Choir on this glorious day. Merry Christmas to you all with O Holy Night.
Appeared, and the soul fears.
Cantique de Noël. That's glorious, isn't it? Centuries ago, a lovely legend arose that on the night Jesus was born, all the trees in the forests everywhere in the world, in Africa where the night was warm, in Iceland where the night was frosty, that all the trees in the world bloomed and bore their most delicate fruit. There's another legend to it, too, that Martin Luther was striding through the woods in Germany late one Christmas Eve, and he noticed how pure the starlight seemed when glimpsed through the trees. So he took home an evergreen as a remembrance of that first Christmas night, and he decorated it with candles to simulate the stars. It is generally believed that the first Christmas tree was a fir tree. Today there is no more universal holiday decoration. And the most popular carol about the Christmas tree is the German carol, O Christmas Tree, also known as O Tannenbaum, O Tannenbaum.
Thank you.
No, that was not a furrier's name they were singing about, Mr. Tannenbaum. That in German, O Tannenbaum, means O Christmas tree, O Christmas tree. Art Hellyer with you. Merry, merry, merry Christmas. The first Noel is the English word for N-O-E-L, which is the French word for Christmas, and for the song sung at that time. It is a joyous word, and the songs in which Noel appears are joyous too. This is very joyous. The Mormon Tabernacle Choir with the first Noel.
Thank you.
You're tuned to Party 93.4, Christmas program number 3. Some of the most beautiful Negro spirituals tell the story of Christmas. No one tells it better than the Mormon Tabernacle Choir with Upon the Mountain. James S. Pierpont originally titled his little Yuletide ditty, The One Horse Open Sleigh. He wrote it in 1857 for a local Sunday school entertainment in Boston, Massachusetts, where he was a teacher and where one of the most pleasurable winter sports for a group of high-spirited youngsters was a ride in a one-horse sleigh. Today, as Jingle Bells, it's sung at Christmas time from Maine to Hawaii. In Texas, where there's no snow, and in Boston, where there are few sleighs anymore, and in Chicago, where it's difficult to even find a horse, but you will find lots of snow. Jingle Bells means Christmas to most of us. This is sung for us by the magnificent Mormon Tabernacle Choir.
Jingle, 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 j
Listening to music from an album called The Mormon Tabernacle Choir. It's a CD. The beloved Silent Night was a gift to the world on Christmas Eve many years ago. In 1818, Joseph Moore, who was the assistant pastor in the tiny church of Oberndorf in the Tyrolean Alps, sketched out the words in German, of course, and showed them to the organist Franz Gruber, who told him that the organ had broken down. Things happen to them as they do to us, I guess, huh? So the organ wasn't working, so Gruber came up with a melody and an arrangement for two solo voices, chorus, and guitar. Well, the first performance was that very night in 1818, and the organ repairman from Zitherthal, who couldn't repair the organ, he was a lousy organ repairman, was one of the fortunate congregation who heard it. He then recommended the song to some traveling singers, with the result that all of Europe was soon singing the words and music of Silent Night without having the least idea who had written them. Many years later, Gruber explained the mysterious origins of this magnificent hymn, sung for us by the Mormon Tabernacle Choir. And our final offering here at Party 93.4, with Scott McWilliams playing the music for you, and I'm Art Hillier, is the Mormon Tabernacle Choir's presentation of Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Everybody join in. Let's go. I hope you enjoyed the music on Christmas time from the Mormon Tabernacle Choir. This is another wonderful number, but we leave the Mormon Tabernacle Choir in Salt Lake City and we join the London Symphony Orchestra with Placido Domingo. And from Repeat the Sounding Joys CD, Jesu Bambino. I sure hope, I being Art Hillier, and he being Scott McWilliams, hope that you enjoyed our Merry Little Christmas show here today. And we're going to wind up with the DuPage Unitarian Universalist Church Choir, conducted by my daughter, Victoria Hillier. And have yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
Have yourself a merry
Well, that's it. We've done three Christmas programs this Christmas season. I hope you've enjoyed them. My name is Art Hillier, and the man who's made it all possible, spinning all the records for us, is Scott McWilliams, all the CDs. And we're going to go out with a piano arrangement, which is really beautiful, of A Holy Night by Emil Pandolfi. Merry, Merry Christmas.